Good evening, everyone. Welcome all of you that are visiting with us tonight. We're delighted that you're here, and we want you to come back and be with us at every opportunity that we have. If you want to turn in your Bible tonight, we're going to be studying from 1 Corinthians chapter 16. The inspired Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthian brethren, had so many instructions to write unto them about. And what a joy it is to be able to open up the Bible and to look at God's Word and seek out what God has to tell us. In the very first part of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, you read about the contribution that God here talks about for those who are poor saints of God. Notice, if you will, beginning in verse 1, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever you shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me." Paul tells about a work that this church is to be involved in, given so that those people that are poor, who needed help, would be assisted. And it was right interesting, as I was studying from 1 Corinthians 16, noticing how that Paul goes on, and he mentions the fact that he wants to come and see the Corinthians, but he wasn't going to come right now. And also, he tells them, he said, "But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost," verse 8. Then notice in verse 10, talks about Timothy, talks about various ones in this chapter. "And if Timothy comes, see that you may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord as I also do." Paul loved Timothy. Timothy was an individual that really was on fire for the Lord. Paul could depend upon him, and he's commending him to the Corinthians. In verse 12, he tells us about our brother Apollos. Apollos, a man who had been converted to the Lord, a man that was devoted in the kingdom of the Lord. And in verse 12, he said, "I strongly urged him to come, but it wasn't his mind at this time to come to you. But he will come within time. He will come at a convenient time." Now for our lesson tonight, we begin with verse 13. Paul now, in the midst of commending these brethren, telling them about the various ones who've been faithful to the Lord that were coming. "Now then," he says, "you brethren, watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Quit ye like men. Be strong." And then he says, "Let all that you do be done with love." Oh, my brethren. Here's something that he charges these Corinthians about. Something I think we need today to remember. Watch. Stand fast. Behave like men. Be strong. In everything, in all things, let love be behind that which you do. So we'll take those steps tonight and notice some applications for us. Number one, watch ye. These Corinthians needed that exhortation so badly. Be careful. Be alert. You make sure that you watch. Elders, for example, in Hebrews 13, verse 17, "Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls." We can't say enough about that. Elders have a tremendous responsibility. They are going to have to give an account to God for every soul over which they themselves are overseers. And he says, "As they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable unto you." Elders, take heed to your flock, because here the Bible tells us that you were given account for the flock. And so therefore, watch and be careful in everything. And then to all Christians in Matthew 13, beginning at verse 35, listen to what the Lord said. "Watch ye therefore, For you know not when the master of the house cometh. Will he come at even? Will he come at midnight? Or at the cock crowing or in the morning? You don't know. Just know that he's coming. You don't know when. Lest come and suddenly find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Now who's he talking about there? He's talking about all of us. He's telling us, you be alert. You be ready. The Lord is coming too. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul writes, but you, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We're not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch. Do what, Paul? Let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. What a wonderful exhortation. Who needs that? Every one of us. Why? Because, just as Paul says to the Thessalonians, you be watchful. In John 4, verse 35, we're told to watch for opportunities to teach others. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest. When are you going to do it? It's ready. But who will go forth out there and convert and bring about those who need to be saved? Oh, I was so happy tonight when I was talking to Bobby Adams, and Bobby has indicated that he wanted to come back. He said, you know, I came here 60 years. I didn't realize, Bobby, you'd been a member here that long. It's a wonderful thing to have a man like that to come back and be with us, be part of our membership, and he'll be here as often as he possibly can. I know it. You can depend upon it. Oh, my brethren, let me tell you, we need to do all that we can to encourage people and be faithful unto the Lord. Then you got to watch for those teachers who are going to come in and teach things that are contrary to the will of the Lord. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world teaching things that are contrary to the will of the Lord. What will that do? That'll destroy us. No wonder we see how that Paul writes to the Romans in Romans 16, verse 17, that we need to be watchful and be alert to those who not wanted to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Be careful about them. Make sure you put them to the test, that they speak only and teach the truth of God. We need to watch our temper and our speech. You ever lose your temper? I did. I've done it. Yes, sometimes we say things out that we shouldn't say. James tells us, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Yes, one thing we want to always remember, that you never can take back an act of rage or harsh words. If only we'd just zip up before we'd say it. Watch. It can come out of your mouth. It can be hurtful. It'd be something that goes with you to your grave. Watch. Watch ye. Then he says, stand fast in the faith. These Corinthians, having all these different brethren to come, they're concerned about the Corinthians. They want to help the Corinthians. They're coming for the purpose of trying to get the Corinthian church revived and be able to do the will of the Lord. Notice what Paul said to the Ephesians. Put on the whole armor of God. Without it, you can't do what? You can't fight. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And you haven't done all to stand. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, washing thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And then Paul says, and pray for me. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Paul, what do you say to these Corinthians? Watch. What else are you telling these Corinthians? Stand fast. Don't waver. Stand fast in the faith. Stand in the faith, you must be immersed with the Word of the Lord. Psalms 119, Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. There was a man who prayed every day. He was told not to pray. His name was Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, even though he was charged not to do it, that was his regular, habitual way of living. He wasn't going to change that. He wasn't going to change it. Why? Because he was the servant of the Most High God. And he reverenced God. And he was standing faithful. And even though he was thrown into the den of lions, it did not change because he stood fast. Remember what Paul said about himself in Philippians 4. Paul said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And I can. What can you do, Paul? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. There's where your strength is. Went down to the halls this afternoon at the nursing homes. This one lady was sitting there, and I said, how are you? And she looked up at me, kind of grinned a little bit, and she said, I'm all right. I'm okay. Walked a little bit further, saw another. And this one lady said, aren't you a preacher? And I said, yeah. She said, "Are you preach at the Church of Christ with O'Neill?" I said, uh-huh. How did she know me? Well, she knew some of you. It's a wonderful thing, though, to just see walking through these poor people in these nursing homes and all, and I don't call them poor in the sense that they just need a little attention. They need to be helped. Smile at them. Why, I go through that hall and I'll look at some of them. I don't know them. A lot of them, maybe I don't know. But when I go by there, I'll say, hi, how are you doing? Hello. Friends, let me tell you, God said, watch, then stand fast. Help people to do what they need, and that is to be faithful to God to the very end. Now, here's one. Paul, I thought it was interesting that you included this one. He's talking to these brethren that others are going to come and visit them. He's hoping to come to see them soon. And now he says to them, behave like men. Another translation says, you be brave. Grow up. The idea behind this word is to grow up and be like men. Every Christian, male or female, should strive to go on unto maturity. In Ephesians 4, verse 13, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. We're not yet there, but we're going forward unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. Don't behave like children. We're in Christ. Tossed to and fro. and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But, doing what, Paul? Speaking the truth in love, that may grow up unto Him, into Him, in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Speaking what? Truth. How? In love for the soul. The soul that may be perishing. The soul that needs to turn to God. Who's doing this? Those who are children of God, who are told, quit ye like men. When I was a child, I spake as a child, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I did something. What did you do, Paul? I put away childish things. Why? Because you're grown up. It's time to act like people. Like Paul says, quit ye like men. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 20, brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding you act like men. And in the very midst of telling these brethren who are coming to see the Corinthians, Paul reminds them, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men. And then he adds to that, be strong. It takes that to make it in life. It takes it when families have problems that seemingly are almost insurmountable. It takes it when the disease comes upon an individual. He's told he only has a while to live upon the earth. It takes it to get yourself ready to live and then to die. Forrest Summers, his mother, was told this last week. She's 93 years of age. She's been very active. Many of you know Forrest and Dodd, and Forrest is one of the elders over at Weatherly where I used to preach. He called me last night. He said, the doctors have told us that she has cancer of the bone. And I don't know exactly how long she'll probably be able to live, but he says, we're just praying and thankful that she's lived this long and that she can be as without as much pain as possible, if it's God's will. It said, when Mama was told that she had cancer of the bone, I know Ann very well. Worked with her and her husband, Tooney Summers, for years. She's a godly woman. And she told Forrest, she said, we all have to go out with something. And she said, if it's my time, then I'm ready to go. Are you ready? You've got to be strong to face death. Strong in faith. I mean, you got to believe, and I mean, you really got to believe that you're standing right, that you're doing right. Just like Joshua was told when he was to take the place of Moses, you be strong and of a good courage, God said to Joshua. No wonder, my friend. God wants this man to be strong. He said, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong. Again, the repetition is, you have strength and hold on. You be very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Oh, Joshua, listen. God is saying something to you. What is He saying to Joshua? He's saying to Joshua, meditate upon the law day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? And now look again. A repetition of the very thing here that he wants Joshua to have, and that is strength. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Stand. No wonder Joshua was told to be strong, just like Paul was telling the Corinthians. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men and be strong. Yes, just like Joshua was told to meditate upon the book of the law, let it not depart from your mouth day and night, but meditate upon it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written in the book, Joshua 1, verse 8. Wish we'd get brethren to do that, don't you? I wish I convinced people everywhere. Hey, look, this is the book of God. God really means what He says, and He says what He means. Are you living by it? Strength comes when you know it and you're living in keeping with that book. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And now then, the climax of the whole thing. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. Now then, inserted, do all things with love. Love for what? Love for God. Love for whom? For all men. In what shall we do all things? Promoted and prompted by love. All things, everything. Paul illustrates this in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, it didn't profit me a bit of anything. I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and I have not charity, I am nothing. Do all that and it didn't account to anything. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Without love for God in our hearts, love for God's people, we are nothing. It matters not how many good deeds you do. If you do not do it out of love, you then have not accomplished anything. It's just a big, fat waste of time. Why? Why, the Bible speaks outright. Love has got to be behind about it all. John 14, 15, Jesus said, if you love me, now look at that word if. Condition. Somebody says, I love Jesus, prove it. How do you prove it? By doing what he says. If you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 5, verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not hard. They are not grievous. My little children, 1 John 3, verse 18, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Actions speak louder than words. You might put on your lapel, I am a Christian. What good would that do if you don't prove it by how you live, what you say, and what you do? I think perhaps one of the hardest things is to have an enemy. And those people be really ugly to you. And what can you do? What should you do? In Matthew 5, 44 through 46, Jesus said, but I say to you, love your enemies. What, Lord? Bless them that curse you. You mean we got to do that? Do good to them that hate you. People that hate you, yes. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. You mean my attitude has got to be toward them? Prayer? Helpful? Why? That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Ah, in everything. There must be that love. Paul was writing to the Corinthians. He told them about the contribution for the poor saints. He told them about the brethren that were going to come. Inserted therein five things I think would be helpful to us if we'd remember them. Watch. Watch you. Watch ye. Stand. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye. Behave. Be brave. Quit ye like men. Have strength. Be strong. And in everything, let love be the basis for what you do. To the Corinthian brethren, he signs off, telling these brethren he's hoping to come to see them. He loved them. Tonight, my friend, I think we need to remember what Paul said to these Corinthians. If you're not a Christian tonight, you need to be one, be a follower of Jesus. If you're not one today who has been baptized into Jesus Christ, do not tarry. Do not wait. Yes, God wants you as one of His children. Jesus died for you. Won't you believe? Won't you hear the word, believe it, repent, confess, and be baptized? Won't you tonight, as you hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, become just a Christian? And if you're a Christian and you've erred in your life, ask God to forgive you. He's promised that He would. And let us all remember His word. Watch, stand, behave, be strong, and in everything, let love be the basis of what we do. If we can help you in any way tonight, won't you come and be healed tonight by Jesus Christ and obey Him while together we stand.